At the end there, you know, it's kind of disappointing that, you know, we weren't able to continue on, you know, and it's just a tough loss anytime you lose, you know, in the AFC Championship. It's just a terrible feeling. So, again, a lot of the young guys, we got a lot of young guys that, you know, got some great experiences here, which is, you know, going to help us moving forward.
Coach described it as like a crash landing. He said that you run on that treadmill and then all of a sudden it just stops. Is that
yeah, I mean, it's you put a lot of work in all year and, you know, you start a long time ago to get to the point we were at last night. So it's going to take a lot of work and effort to get back to where we were. So, you know, it is definitely abrupt. You know, you're expecting to go into a game and, you know, come out with a win, but it didn't happen. So you got to move on and can't really dwell on everything that happened to us. You got to move on from it and hope that you learn from it. All the guys that were in the game and learn from that, their mistakes, and learn from the experience of getting to the AFC and how bad it hurts, similar to how you feel when you get to the Super Bowl and lose. So, again, you know, I'm going to keep working. I'm going to get back and have a better year next year.
When does that season start? When does that season start?
I'm going to take a little time off, get my body right. I usually, you know, take a couple weeks to start to feel normal again and then start working out and get back to it.
You say move on. The words sound easy coming out of your mouth, but how difficult is that in reality to do?
When you lay everything out on the field and you give it everything you got, you know, it's all right, you know, to know that, you know, I'm going to keep working hard and, you know, improve and get better for next year. And, you know, I think that, you know, it's definitely hard. It's hard the first couple days to, you know, think about, you know, that your season's over. But, again, you know, that's the NFL. That's football. That's how it works. You know, the Ravens, you got to give them credit for the type of game they played. And, again, it's just the way it is. You got to deal with it.
What do you think you learned from coming close and slipping through your finger? And I'm sure you've
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just you, really you got to be able to change throughout the game. And, you know, I think that you got to give the Ravens credit for being able to kind of change their game plan as the game was moving on. You know, they weren't really getting anything done in the first, second quarter, and then they kind of changed it up there and went in their two-minute no huddles, you know, 11 personnel look. So, you know, I think you got to, again, give them credit for their game plan and how they played us. And, you know, just, again, I think it's, you know, everybody that has experienced it, you know, experienced the loss and how you feel about it, you got to realize that, you know, in the NFL every week you got to, you know, play your best game or else another team that is equal is going to beat you.
Rob, Vince talked about this team having a foundation to get back here next year. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, we have a great foundation as far as young guys getting the experience of, you know, a long season. You know, got a lot of rookies that were starting this year. Not having those long 16 games plus playoffs, you know, a lot of those guys were, you know, half of that. So getting that in is going to help us, and having a full off season with those guys is going to help us. So I think, again, you know, it's going to be – our future is definitely bright. So we got to continue to be mentally strong and – you know, learn from it again.
Rob, Terrell Suggs called you guys arrogant after the game yesterday. Did you get a chance to hear that, and what's your reaction?
No, I mean, I'm not really going to answer that question. It's whatever he says is whatever. I'm not even going to go into that.
How much time do you normally like to take after the season?
I take a couple weeks. You know, I usually try and let my body heal up a little bit before I start working out again. So I'll probably take 2 weeks and just – you know, kind of relax and
clear your mind of football completely.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you've been going for so long now, and that's all you're thinking about, and that's all you're focused on. So now it's, you know, get away from it a little bit and, you know, get some rest, take some time off and then get back into it in a couple weeks.
Well, the Patriots fans of this collective body work was back in 2001 with three Super Bowls and all that. Mm-hmm. Guys like you weren't really there, yep, part of that, mm-hmm, or any of that. You find yourself being sort of nose pressed up against the glass and wondering that was like and so forth.
Well,
that play out in your head?
I mean, that's, that whole era is over with. It's gone. You know, so, you know, this is a whole new team. This is a different, different bunch of guys. So we all have to experience it and learn for ourselves, you know, what that's like. So again, you know, getting to the Super Bowl last year and then losing, that was a, you know, left a bad taste in my mouth. And, you know, I would have liked to gotten back this year, but that wasn't the way it happened. It didn't work out that way. So again, you take all the lessons in life and you learn from them and you try and put your best foot forward the next year.
Thank you. Rob, is there any commonality in the way you lost, or is there anything that's common in how these losses have come for you guys?
You know, I think it's just, you know, when you're not playing your best football, you get beat. So I don't think that we were all three phases. I don't think we were all clicking at the right time. You know, when we're all going, defense, offense, special teams, and we're all going at the same time, you know, we're pretty tough to beat. But one little hiccup, you know, and it's, you know, that's how you lose.